Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Birthdays. It's not birthday time. Goodness, Zanti. They want to play birthdays. Maybe it's just because we want to celebrate you being here with us. Goeiemôre, Zanti. Hoe gaan dit? That was weird.
Goeiemôre, Brad.
That was very weird.
Baie gelukkige verjaarsdag aan almal wat
vandag. Dankie, Zanti.
Nog 'n jaar celebrate.
That was weird. Now, Zanti, you know, this is actually quite a weird concept for us. We celebrate... Yep. The cross. I mean, it just feels weird when we say it, but here we are. And I know this morning you've got something related to that on your heart as well. But it's something awful that's turned into something beautiful.
Absolutely, Brad. And I think for our human minds and for people that haven't come to Christ and hasn't made him their Lord and Savior, it must seem exactly the way you describe it. How can we celebrate something so brutal, so terrible, so traumatic.
Yeah.
If it's not even the words, there ain't any words to describe what Jesus went through. But this morning I want to bring it to you in a different way. En Brad, jy ken vir my, ek lees goed in die Bybel en ek's baie lief vir Hebreëus. En ek ontleed elke woord.
Ja.
As ek 'n woord lees en ek wonder oor die woord, dan gaan soek ek dit in Hebreëus of in Grieks en ek gaan kyk wat sê die Here en ek vra die Heilige Gees, wys my die dieper betekenis hierin. Because His Spirit lives in us. We are the only people that are so fortunate to read the book with the author in us. Sit nie mooi, ek onthou altyd as ek op skool gedigte gedoen het in Afrikaans of poems in Engels, then we would do the interpretation and I would many times say to the teacher, how sure are you that this is what the poet meant?
Mm.
The poet doesn't live anymore. You never had an interview with him. But you asking me to take your word on this and then give it back to you in that way. But I see something different in the poem. How do we know it was really what this person meant? And it frustrated me because it felt like ek moet nou maar net hierdie ding soos 'n papegaai leer en ek lief woorde en ek lief dig en ek wil verstaan hoe kom mense goeie skryf. But the Bible, we can read with an author that is alive, living in us. And if we don't understand, he'll tell us if we ask. En ek wil vanoggend vir jou deel wie is so 'n woord wat my net vasgevang het en die mees mooiste openbaring wat die Here gebring het. En juist met Paasnaweek en met Goeie Vrydag wat nou voor ons lê, wil ek vanoggend die volgende aan jou bring. En dis Psalm 22. Is dit nie amazing? Ek sukkel baie keer om Afrikaanse of Engelse woorde te kry wat regtig gaan uitdruk en beskryf wat ek wil sê. Dit voel vir my ons tale is so arm as dit by die Here kom. But in Psalm 22 was written 1,000 years before the Lord went to the cross. And David writes, 1,000 years before, he writes the words Jesus said on the cross. He writes, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus' words, 1,000 years before. Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? Kan jy dink hoe seer dit hy gehad? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you, they cried out and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame. En dan sê hy in vers 6, am a worm and not a man. Scorned by everyone, despised by people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord then rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. And then I said, a worm, Lord, a worm. Why would you say you are a worm of all the animals and all the insects on earth? You would say that you are a worm and not a man. En dis nou weer een van daai woorde wat ek toe nou moes gaan opdis, né, en gaan dissekteer en uitmekaar uittrek. En ek sien toe dat in Hebreëus the the common Hebrew word for a worm is a rima. But that's not the word that was used in Psalm 22, verses 6. There, the word tola was used. And that very specific worm, it refers to the crimson worm. Now, this is also the worm that dye was used. It's a red dye, and it's called the royal red dye. And it's the same red dye that you would find on the high priest's mantles. I'm thinking to myself, Lord, were you revealing yourselves even in the high priest's clothing? That you were there because you say that you are not a man, you're a worm, and you metaphorically describe a crimson worm. En ek wil vandag vir jou 'n bietjie iets vertel oor hierdie worm, because in nature, even until today, the crucifixion is locked up in the story and the life cycle of this worm. You see, this is the only worm that climbs up a tree. It is normally the worm, and when she wants to give birth to her little babies, she does two things. She gets babies only once in a lifetime, because in birthing her little new lives, she has to die. And then she climbs up a tree and she latches to this tree willingly, because of the love for her children. She knows she's going to bring forth new life. It'll cost her life, but she does it in love. She goes up the tree and she latches herself to the tree. Then a very hard crimson spell forms over her. Red. This worm is red and this crimson spell is red. And it protects her and the little one she gives birth to. And when she starts to die. And for 3 days, they eat her body to live.
Sure.
And after 3 days, when they are strong enough to live without her, she releases crimson red dye. And this marks the tree forever. You can never get that dye out of the tree. But it also marks the little ones forever. They've got this red all over them, their bodies, as a symbol that now they are too a crimson worm. And that's how you know it's not a normal worm, it's a crimson worm. And when they live, and they are strong enough to live without her, she dies. But when she dies, something remarkable happens to her body. She transforms completely. White and this wax, and then it starts to flake and it falls down to the ground as snow. And it so reminds me about Isaiah that writes, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool, because her body becomes and it looks like wool. And for me, it's so beautiful to know that even in nature, we glorify God. When he said, I am a worm and this crimson worm, he was already telling us the story, if only we would go to the worm, of what was going to happen to him. You see, because the Holy Spirit just broke it open so beautifully that when he willingly went to the cross, which was made of a tree, willingly, because he loved us so much. He knew that he has to die for us to be able to live. And that crimson, that shell, that red, that covered him symbolically, was all the sin, my sin, your sin, our sin, everything was laid upon him. The curse that was symbolized by thorns in the Garden of Eden, when thorns became visible on earth for the first time, signifying the curse, his crown was made of thorns. And all of this he took upon himself. And then when he died, he gave birth to us, his children. And his blood marked us forever. In the spiritual realm, we are like this crimson, marked by his blood, set apart, holy to him, a holy priesthood. And then when he rose, his body transformed, and all our sin were transformed as white as snow. It was taken away, as white as snow, as white as wool, and he transformed, and he went up to sit on the right hand of our Father. And forever, forever, he bought us the right to go into the throne room of God himself, boldly, with praise in our hearts. So yes, it sounds funny that we can celebrate such a brutal event in history. But it's like this mother, Crimson Worm. She willingly goes up the tree because she knows that her death means that her And today, if you're a mom, I always say the difference between a mentor and a mom is the following. A mentor will help other people to become like the mentor. A mother lays down her life so that her children can become everything God has dreamt over their lives. Jesus died a brutal death. He stained that cross. He stained my life. He stained your life so that we can live forever with him, as white as snow or as white as wool. I praise him today for his goodness and his greatness. May this Easter be extra special, and may you know that you were bought by the most precious blood that could ever be given to you. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.